Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 22.
The Valentine's Wardrobe.
Yeah. So it's Valentine's Day once again, and it's commercialized stuff. But we're here to talk about a bit of that and what we think about it personally, and also to give you the answer to last week's quiz question as well.
Yes. So the question was, what do you call a group of flamingos?
I don't know, actually. What is a group of flamingos?
A flamboyance.
A flamboyance?
Yeah.
That's actually quite wonderful.
It's great, isn't it? I love it. I love flamingos, but yeah. I just think that's a brilliant name.
That is clever.
Yeah.
And so, it's alliterative, and I know you love alliteration.
I do.
Did they make it up just for you? They must have done.
Maybe.
Nice.
I also think there are lots of names for groups of animals that I can't think of any off the top of my head. I'll have to come back to it, but there are some amazing ones that are just...
Yeah, but there's quite gruesome brilliant. One. You know crows, don't you?
A murder.
A murder of crows.
Yeah.
There is a gaggle of geese.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, some are really cool.
Some are really cool. So we've gone for a sort of love Valentine's theme for this week's quiz question.
Uh-huh.
So it is, name the Roman goddess of love.
And I got it wrong.
You did.
I got it wrong.
Yeah.
So look, I mean, we've been together, what, years and years now? Centuries, I think. And
all right, make us sound really old.
Well, you know, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
And our first Valentine's was back in 2008.
Yeah.
And what I remember about that day is that prior to us building what we're going to talk about, this wardrobe in a bit, we'd been to my mum's house because she was pregnant with my sister, Ayana, and we helped her to do something. I think it was to get a, what was it, like a step, a movable step, which was attached to a buggy.
I think this is the time, my memory is shocking and I honestly didn't even remember we went there, but I do know that we helped her at some point build... I think it's called like a buggy buddy or something.
I think you're right. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. You attach it to the buggy. So you have the baby in the buggy and the toddler can then stand on like a little platform and it's on wheels and it wheels along, you know. So if you've got a child too young to walk all the time. And I'm pretty sure that probably would have been about the right time.
Yeah. That's familiar to me.
But yeah, that's all I can think of.
I do remember that. And we didn't yet have children.
No, we'd only been together, 2.5 months?
It was a very, very short time for sure.
Yeah, not even.
And we lived within walking distance of my mum back then. We were 3 minutes away, 2 minutes away. It was a good time. And then we went home after doing that. And what did we do?
We built a wardrobe.
Yeah.
You bought me. Despite us only being together a very short period of time, I was staying with you quite a lot.
And, just a bit.
You decided, because there wasn't anywhere for me to put my clothes or anything when I came. So I was just living out of a bag when I came to stay. So you bought me a wardrobe from Argos.
Yeah.
It was like one of those fabric ones, you know, so it has the wooden... sort of inside parts and then a big fabric bit that fits over the top, and it had like a roll down at the front. It was really cool.
It was really, I've never seen anything like it before or since. Yeah. And do you remember in 2012 when we came to dismantle it after we moved, we must have put it together so well. It literally took breaking the bits apart to come apart.
We just didn't need it when we moved, so we got rid of it. But yeah, we had to really like attack that wardrobe to get it down, didn't we?
We did.
I think that was the first thing we ever built together.
It was. The next thing would have been Jake's cot.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
That was a nightmare.
But we're not Valentine's people.
No.
We weren't certainly before. It wasn't specifically bought for Valentine's Day. It just arrived on that day, and we put it together. And so we've always called it the first Valentine's gift.
Yeah.
But we've never celebrated as such. The only thing I think we've done over the years is, you know, the like Marks and Spencer's meal deal.
Which I
always do, like the really nice three Well, actually, maybe it's not three courses. Maybe it was three courses sometimes.
Well, dine in for two.
That's it. And
I really do like those, I've got to say.
When the kids were little, that's what we would do. Now that they're a bit older and they're not like going to bed super early, and we all eat together at the same time and things, we don't really bother.
Nope.
But yeah, why don't you say your thoughts, what you feel about Valentine's Day?
Well, it's kind of funny because despite not really celebrating it, I still, sometimes anyway, will aim for a gift for you, which has been a cardigan this year that I said, you know, if you want something, I treat you, because I'm going on a holiday soon. And I thought, well, it doesn't seem fair for me to be having a great time and for me to leave you with nothing. So I wanted to get you something. And I said, whatever it is, you just tell me and then we'll sort it. So you did find a cardigan, which...
I found something which I said to you, oh my gosh, I have to have this, but seemed like a bit extravagant to buy myself. But we've never particularly done gifts or enjoyed Valentine's Day. I mean, before me, did you have any Valentine's Day experiences particularly?
Honestly, not that I can remember.
No, me neither. I think I always just felt like Valentine's Day was for people who were in relationships and just to highlight those that aren't. You know, you've got everything in the shops and food and just everything feels like it's geared towards people who have a partner. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a partner that actually does something for it, you know, then if you're one of those people that is married or in a relationship and they do nothing, and that can just be even worse than not having anyone.
Correct.
So I've never liked it. We've never really been particularly fussed. And we've always said, haven't we, that it shouldn't just be the one day that you tell somebody that you love them.
Exactly.
You know, we do little things for each other all the time. And like, usually if you've bought me a gift, it's not a, this is for Valentine's Day. It's, I want to buy you a gift. Here we go.
Yeah.
And that's what you did this time. You wanted to buy me something.
Exactly. And it just worked so out happens. The timing, right?
And I don't know. I don't think we've done other gifts through the years. Not specifically anyway.
No.
This year I did get you something as well.
You did.
I got you a nice...
It's a body spray, isn't it?
Dior body spray that you... really I like wanted. That
one. Yeah, and it's good because, you know, I'll be gigging and I don't want to smell. So I'm taking that with me for smelling good on gigs and stuff.
Yeah, so that's
really I have a thing about scents. I don't think we've ever really talked about it, but no. I like to smell a good scent every day.
You've got quite a few.
Yeah, but I'm running out of the ones I actually really, really like.
Yeah.
And now I'm just down to sort of the everyday stuff. So we will go to Westfield at some point. And I think I will shop, because we're going to go before my holiday. And I think I will buy myself something if I can find anything. Because, yeah, I just need something that really is, you know, uber nice.
Definitely. But this year as well, we got little presents from Alice, didn't we?
Yes.
So now that Alice is, this is the first year that she's been old enough to have her own money and be out, you know, able to go off out by herself to the shops with her friends and things after school. Mm-hmm. And she really is just...
the best.
She's just the most kind-hearted soul, honestly. She loves giving presents, absolutely loves it. She loves doing gift baskets. And you
how many different things did you get?
Well, so I shall say. So she made me a little mini gift basket, which she
wasn't
has
that
been,
mini.
No, it wasn't that many, but just so cute. And she bought you Ferrero Rocher, didn't she? And she bought you the box specifically that has a few of the dark ones in.
Yes.
Because she knows how much you like those. So in the gift basket that she gave me, there were some sweets, a little bracelet, a lip balm, some hair clips, a face mask, a hair mask. A little chocolate and a jar of Biscoff spread, which she knows is one of my favourite things. And I never buy it for myself because if it's ever in the house, I just eat it in a ridiculously short space of time. So I'm going to have to be really strict on myself with that one. But it's just, she's just so sweet and she's so excited. And yeah, she just always says to me that she likes spoiling us because of everything that we do. So yeah, that was...
She's going to be one of those that look after her parents when she's long gone from the house.
Yeah. She's so, so sweet, honestly. Just the kindest heart.
And actually, before I forget, a couple of people to say hello to. Suzanne and her husband, whose name I don't know, who listens and will be hearing this probably a couple of weeks after the fact, because they're a few episodes behind. So, welcome, and thanks for listening. And Marie, who was basically, I think we mentioned her last week as well, but she enjoys the podcast. And the good old favourites, Louis and Charlotte, and another Charlotte, because I have to, yeah, I've got to mention that a bit. My one and only gig this month that I didn't play in. But also, to our fellow podcasters across the pond from 404 Site Not Found, who announced their engagement on their recent podcast episode. So happy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to Liam and Alyssa. So if you hear this, great stuff. Because I mentioned that. I think I meant to mention it last episode, but I forgot. Because I think they announced it on the 6th. So that's nice. So what about you and your thoughts on Valentine? Because I gave mine, but like, what do you think?
Well, I've said really, haven't I? I think it can be, you know, really difficult. Yeah, it's very commercialized. It's very difficult if you aren't with somebody and you're not in a place to celebrate it. I mean, I know they do have Galentine's Day, which is the 13th. So the day before.
Really?
And that's, yeah, have you never heard of Galentine's Day?
No, I have not. That's new.
I mean, it's not like an official, you know, but basically it's for groups of friends to get together, predominantly female friends to get together and celebrate their love for each other as a group of friends.
I never heard of that and I really like that idea.
Yeah, it's really nice. So lots of, you know, people celebrate that with their friends and I think that's a really, really nice thing. I don't know if guys are really that bothered if they celebrate, if they do anything.
Maybe they call it Palentine's Day.
Yeah, maybe.
Silly.
I don't know. I mean, look, it's always nice to have somebody make a bit of a fuss of you and spoil you and...
Yeah, of course.
You know, all of that. But I think for us, it's much more important throughout the year that we make an effort rather than just on that one day.
Well, yeah, like we had a sushi lunch last week just because I really wanted one.
Yeah, it's just that spending time together and those little things, isn't it? But I suppose if you are a couple who's particularly busy, maybe you work lots, kids, like young kids, you know, all those kind of things, sometimes, you know, your relationship suffers a little bit. You don't quite make as much time for each other.
Yeah.
Then to say, okay, we're really going to make the effort on this day is nice.
Yeah.
I think I was much more against Valentine's Day when I was younger. Now that I'm older and...
Married.
Yeah. yeah, then I can kind of see the good side of it too.
I can, but like you, I think if you have to be told that you can love someone on a particular day, you're not doing it right.
I think as well, there's a lot of pressure on men to, you know, outdo each other and be the best and, you know, buy the expensive roses and presents and book dinners and all of that kind of thing. Like there is a lot. I'm not saying that women don't do things, obviously, but there is a lot, I think, on men. And that can sometimes be a bit rough on them.
It can. But you know what's not?
Mm?
Cards.
Cards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read me a card.
Okay. So maybe explain the cards in
you
case
explain.
People didn't...
It's, okay. It's a going back to a previous episode. And I don't remember which one, but we had some cards and I forgot the names of the cards.
They were called talking hearts.
Yeah.
And they're just little conversation starters or questions or... whatever for couples. So we thought it would be a good
time to bring them back out.
Yeah, because they were quite fun last time.
They were indeed.
Okay, so the first one that we have, what are the best and worst purchases you've ever made?
Oh my actual goodness, I don't know. the best and worst purchases. But that's for you, right? I suppose, because it's not for me.
Why is that for me?
What I mean is purchases that I've bought for you, not for myself, because they're about your partner.
Well, it doesn't specifically say that. It's just
because for me, the best purchase I ever made was probably my Mac, but that does not involve you.
It doesn't have to involve me, I guess.
I think possibly one of the funnest purchases I made for you was when I bought you an Apple Watch and pretended that I dropped batteries upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a clip on the end of one of the episodes way back when, which was quite funny.
Yeah, you tend to buy me electrical things, gadgets and stuff.
Yes.
That, the iPad, phones, whatever it might be.
Do you remember when I got you the iPad, but you didn't know it was yours, and I asked you, I said, one of my students needs a nice girly iPad case.
Yeah,
and you found on Amazon a case.
Yes.
Which I then ordered, which I then hid in the wardrobe.
It was the summer before last, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was my birthday present.
And then I hid it in my wardrobe, and then I gave it to you with your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the best. Worst purchases? I don't know. I mean, I try not to buy silly things. I don't know if I can think of anything particularly.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
Because very few things I buy that I go, oh man, I absolutely hate that. I need to get rid of it. I need to sell it or give it to somebody.
Mm.
Just doesn't... Yeah. What about yourself?
Well, if I'm thinking about things that I've bought you, I would probably say, as opposed to material things, the experiences. So, like, birthday, you did the flying the plane for your 30th.
That was amazing.
I, for Christmas, once got you the tickets. Do you remember? To go see Jakob.
That was absolutely amazing too.
Yeah.
Yep. And then last year...
And arranged the trip with him. And then, last year you did the driving.
Driving experience.
Yeah.
Loved that.
So I think those are the best things I've ever bought you.
Yeah, that
everything
would...
else is just...
all amazing.
Material. Worst? I don't know.
I think it's because we don't really often impulse buy stuff, so worse is not kind of something we fall into.
No. We do think really hard about the things that we're buying for each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's on the other side of that card, just as a matter of curiosity?
How do you think I could be a better communicator?
That's really deep, isn't it? Compared to the other
side. Yeah, so you have the playful side and then you have the thoughtful side.
How could I be a better communicator?
How could I be?
Yeah, but...
It's asking you how I can be a better
communicator. Oh, how you could be?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So how do you think I can communicate with you better?
Well, oddly, over the last few years, you have become, and since we started doing the podcast, I think we talk quite differently to each other, which is, you know, that sounds really scary, but it's not. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So honestly, I think you have become a better communicator because you... know how to express yourself better than you have done before.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And maybe this is all like post-pandemic stuff because we had to be in the same space for such a long time that it made both of us, I'd like to think, talk to each other more instead of just holding stuff inside, which is no good.
No, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we got together when we were very young.
Yep.
And we had... like a bit of a whirlwind of moving in, marriage, baby, moving. Like there was just a lot. And you grow up over time, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, sure. We were really young when we got together and now we're not quite so young. And you just learn different ways. And I think we've just both evolved and learned how to be a lot better at communicating because you also... would, you know, sort of just go quiet and now you're better at expressing.
I think that's a very important trait in any kind of relationship is if you can find a way to bring up whatever's on your mind and talk it out.
Yeah.
Even if it's a difficult topic, once you actually open those floodgates, it's much easier to
carry
on. Yeah,
the festering is not good.
It doesn't even have to be festering, right? It can be something that you might feel embarrassed to talk to your partner about. But if you can't talk to your partner about something, then you have bigger problems.
Definitely.
And it's rough. And it's hard. And it's an uphill thing. But when you get that thing going, it'll be much easier.
Yeah.
So that's a good card on both counts.
Good one, yeah.
Yikes.
You want to move on?
Go on then.
Okay, we'll do playful.
Right.
What's something you've learned from social media?
Something I've learned from social media
mm-hmm.
is that a lot of it is complete dross. And don't believe everything you read.
Definitely.
That's something I've learned. I mean, I luckily don't think I was that way inclined. But even more now, with AI taking over the universe, I just read social media like, oh, right then, and move on.
No, I completely agree with you. I was trying to think of any, like, fun things that I've learned. And I'm sure I have, but...
You learned a lot about people's icks.
I learned a lot about icks. That is true. I learn a lot about animals because I watch a lot of animal videos.
Yep, she does.
Actually,
you know what you have learned? How funny cats are sneezing.
Oh my gosh, yes. They're hysterical. And actually, there is a brilliant video, which I don't know if I've shown you, but if I haven't, I will. It's a compilation of sheep sneezing. It is actually the funniest thing because some of them sound like grown men. It's brilliant.
Right.
He had Alice and I in hysterics.
Okay, look, I'm going to need to find a way to get that and insert it.
Okay. I'll try and dig that one out.
I think I need to hear that.
I think just animals sneezing in general is just really, really funny.
Yeah, it is actually.
I think.
That's really something.
Oh, I tell you what I have learned recently is that I really, really like armadillos.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Aren't they tough outside and soft and gooey inside?
They're amazing. They roll into a ball. They've got this absolutely rock solid exterior, which protects them from everything. They look like an actual little armor plate that they're wearing.
Yep.
But when they run around on their little tippy toes, they're so fun and they're so playful. And that's become my new thing of watching videos of armadillos.
There was an advert on TV years ago about that.
Armadillo.
Hard outside, soft inside. I'm sure it was talking about chocolate, but I just remember that it mentioned armadillo. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I do think that there was an advert about crossing the road, and I feel like it was like a teaching advert about how to cross the road safely and looking both ways, and I feel like there was an armadillo in that.
Oh, wow.
Like a cartoon, a little drawing cartoon.
Well, if anybody remembers any of this stuff, or if we're just losing our collective minds, do let us know.
Very random.
What's on to the side of that then?
Has a dream ever changed how you viewed yourself or a situation?
Ooh, has it? Well, I don't know if it was a dream so much as a sort of, you've got to do this, but I remember after Mum died and I started the YouTube really taking it seriously, it was like a forceful thought that came from externally. So in that way, yeah, I started to take YouTube very seriously and built up my channel. So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And you have the dream of your grandpa in France, maybe?
Yeah.
Or maybe you have some other thoughts, but...
No, I'm going to talk about that one. So when my grandpa passed away when I was 21, prior to that, so he had two properties, one in the south of France and one here in London. And prior to him passing away, I would visit his property here, take in the post, send things to him that he needed, you know, just generally check it out because he'd be gone for perhaps months at a time. And when he did pass away, I had this dream that he was telling me I had to visit the flat. I needed to go and I needed to clean it up. There was such a mess. I had to clean it up. And he was really like, not angry, but very, very insistent that I had to do this. It was really, really important. And I had this dream multiple times. And that summer, we, as a family, we all flew out to the property in France because things needed to be sorted out and, you know, stuff had to be done. And when we arrived that evening, because the electricity had been switched off because all the bank's money was frozen, blah, blah, blah. The freezer had leaked everywhere, all over the floor in the kitchen, and there was just this huge mess everywhere. And I felt like that was what he was telling me.
It stuck with you, didn't it, for years?
It's always stuck with me. Because once we were there and obviously we'd cleaned it up and all of that, I never had the dream again. Every now and then I do have a dream about him, like years apart. And I'll have it for a while and then I will wear the ring that he bought me when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And then the dream stop. So it just feels like he's kind of
still there.
Sometimes just saying like, don't forget me. Not that I would, but you know, like every now and then there's just a little
a push. You know. It's a push.
Yeah. Like a little comforting. Mm. I'm still there. Don't forget.
Yeah.
You know.
See, that did change your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it did. But otherwise I have the most bizarre dreams, so I'm not sure that I can trust any of them.
But we like we like hearing about them on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, last night I dreamt that I was in a US prison, sleeping on the floor with a sheet for a blanket.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what had you done?
I don't know. I have no idea.
She just won't tell you.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you know what she did, tell us in the comments.
Yeah. Please tell me.
Somebody
I don't know.
Knows. You go joyriding in a helicopter.
That was it.
Nice.
Definitely.
Because I hear all these helicopters flying around here sometimes and I think, man, this is how you get about so quick. I see. So, all right then, how about one last card to round it off?
When you were younger, what did you save your money to buy?
I didn't save any money.
No, you were terrible.
I was not a good saver.
No.
I'm much better in my adult years. I actually, I put money aside monthly now. I didn't used to, honestly.
No.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Because you had no responsibilities.
Nope.
You know.
I had no kids, no partner, nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't need to. No, did you save?
I suppose I did a bit. But again, not like now I look back and I think, God, what I was earning. And I was living at home. So I got my first proper job.
Yeah.
Like I had jobs from, well, 14, I think I started babysitting and stuff. And then at 16, I worked in a chemist and stuff like that. And we used to do dog walking and things. But my first proper official job when I was 18, and I still lived at home for a while. And I think, gosh, if I actually had saved money, like properly. But I do remember that the first two big things that I bought when I got proper paychecks, I bought myself a new bed.
Yes.
A double bed, which I didn't have. I had a single bed. I bought myself a double bed and I put that thing together by myself, struggled through. That is my stubborn side, because my dad wasn't very happy that I'd bought a new bed because he thought it was a waste of money. I didn't need one and refused to help. He was like, oh, I'm not going to help you put it together. So I think he wanted me to ask for help. And I wouldn't. So I spent an entire evening, and you definitely should have had two people to put this together. But I am, like I said, stubborn. And
she is, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even talk because I know I am.
But in those situations, I won't ask for help. I will just find a way around it. So I remember there was, you had like the top end and the bottom end of the bed. And if you imagine, like, because it was metal, two long pieces that you had to attach to sort of make a square frame or rectangle frame. And they kind of needed to be at the same like level at the top and the bottom. So I used a pile of books to prop it up at the bottom whilst I secured the top, and then went and did the bottom because there was no way I was going to ask for help.
You didn't ask your sister either.
No, she was younger. I mean, what, if I was 18, she would have been 11.
Yep.
And I think I did it at night, like in the evening at night. I don't think it was, you know.
By the way, if you're listening and thinking, why wasn't I there? It was because it was before I knew her. So it's not like I was being lazy and not being helpful.
This I was 18.
This was 3 years before I met her.
Yeah. And then the next month, or it was like around Christmas. So yeah, it must have been the next month or a couple of months later. I bought an iPod. You know, one of the...
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
It was an iPod video, I think.
The video one, yeah. And that was like £300 or something, which, I mean, it's a huge amount of money now, but out of a you know, a paycheck. Oh, I loved that so much.
Yeah. I was quite stunned when I saw that you had an iPod. This was back in late 2007 when we met. It's like, ooh, an iPod. That's a posh girl thing. And also by then you had the most amazing TV, which I'd never seen as well.
But you bought that later. Yeah.
That was my, you know what? That was my first ever flat screen TV that I saw.
Really?
You'd never seen one before.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah, I loved that TV. It was white, which is really rare for a TV. It was very expensive, but I got a really good deal because it was a display model.
It's weird to think, but when I look back at the beginning of our relationship and I came over to your house and it was like it was a very, very posh carpeted place. And we get upstairs and you've got a leather sofa and a glass coffee table. I thought, man, I'm very much punching above my weight. She's super posh. She won't stay with me. She got a flat screen TV and I didn't. It's funny the way that you judge things.
Yeah.
But those were what I saw. And I was like, wow, this is kind of nice. But how long will she keep me around? And, well, here
Quite
we are.
Quite a while, it seems.
Apparently. He's going to leave tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Got I'm only it. With you for the podcast.
Only? Not the money, it's the podcast. You heard it here first.
Dear.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's been a fun one, I think.
Definitely.
Tell us what you think. And if you have answers to the Talking Hearts cards questions, love to hear them as well. And yeah. If you're listening on Apple Music. If you're listening on Apple Podcast and Spotify, please do leave a rating, because no ratings mean that few people see it, and we need to get up the old ranky rankings so that more people can hear about our madness. And word of mouth it to your friends as well. That does help. But as always, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
And now it's time for some sheep sneezes, brought to you by TikTok.
Bless you. Bless you. Oh, hey.
Bless you.
Please,